Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We've mentioned this story a number of times. It happened in 2016 in Muncie, Indiana.
Okay.
And it's a story that has lived rent-free in my head. Anytime I think of adults that are battling each other, you know, like Kelly talked about, these brotherly fights or sibling fights that never end. Like, or Hot Wings said, they'll get a place together and then stab each other in the head over whatever.
Or something.
Did you guys
stupid.
Know anyone like that?
That just kept fighting with their brother? No.
Our neighbors would beat the hell out of each other.
Well, I had
friends we had neighbors like that.
They'd fight with their brothers as kids.
Yeah.
And it was violent and sometimes scary, but they're all like thick as thieves as, you know, by the time they got to high school.
Yeah, I have no idea. I do know a family that they all fought. They might all be dead. They might have a place together. They could be CEOs. I don't know whatever happened to them, but they sure did like to fight.
Is this story, again, happened in 2016. And I don't know if it'll live up to what my memory is, but for a lot of you, it'll be new. Muncie, Indiana, here we go.
Ends up in the hospital, the other in jail. Muncie police arrested this man, 49-year-old Rodney Gilliam.
That guy's 49?
Oh,
see, at
my
the time
God.
When the story was fresh, I was younger than that guy, but now I'm older than that guy, and I'm feeling pretty good about my status in life.
It's JoJo, our old coworker.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Yeah.
Say he attacked his younger brother and stabbed him several times. It's a bizarre story.
It is a wild story. Tonight, it's a Fox 59 exclusive, too. Lindsay Eaton talks with that injured brother, and she's here now to show us what happened.
It's funny because the reporters are standing there in front of the screen, the big board, like normally where the weather guy will be showing you the weather.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, guy on the left, woman on the right, and in between them is just a picture of pot roast.
With police lights behind it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like clip art. It's so bad.
Lindsay? Yes, Randy Gilliam tells us the two had been going at it for a while, and a pot roast was just the boiling point.
She bought a pot roast from the store to hold up.
Yeah, raw meat.
That's when a fight turned violent and a fork turned into a weapon.
By the way, it's the serving fork size.
Yeah.
And that's what was used in the story as well.
Yeah, well, obviously.
Brotherly stuff that got out of hand.
The aftermath of a so-called brotherly argument is a busted lip, a swollen eye, and stitches all over Randy Gilliam's head.
God, he stabbed him in the top of the gourd.
They got the most extreme close-up of that.
It's so close you can count the threads.
Yeah.
One thing led to another. And like I said, I feel so bad about it, but it happens. We're family.
Randy lives here
it
with
happens.
His old...
We're family.
No, it doesn't just happen. I have a brother. I've never been stabbed in the top of the head.
Have you ever punched your brother anywhere but the arms or leg?
I tried. I remember one time, like, you know...
You took a swing?
I took a swing at him, and I was a young and uncoordinated kid, and he just stepped out of the way, and I punched the wall.
Has he ever punched you?
Probably.
Like in the face?
No, not in the face.
Stomach?
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
I would assume so.
Yeah. Okay.
His older brother, Rodney. Monday, just after midnight, the two had been drinking and fighting.
It's just bicker-backering. That's all.
Bicker-backering.
Yeah.
Bicker-backering.
I'll bet they are so fun to hang around.
Oh.
Jesus.
Maitland, you ever bicker-backer with your sister?
We bicker-backering all the time.
What do you do after that to get back together? Fiddle-faddle?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I've seen, like, rusty car doors before, but I've never seen a rusty front door of a house before.
It's
like
not
that.
Easy to do. A lot of those are aluminum now.
I think
not that
too.
One, though. Yeah.
It's just bicker-backering. That's all.
And all it took was food for this fight to get heated. Each thought a pot roast was theirs.
I had one de-thawing. And I thought it was the
so
one.
So freezing?
Yeah.
De-thawing?
Just thawing, sir.
I probably have said that, so.
I'll take it out to de-thaw it. Oh,
so put it back in the freezer?
Yeah.
And it wasn't. And all he had to do probably was open up the refrigerator and tell me it was right there. And it probably would have been squashed.
But instead, Rodney allegedly grabbed a three-pronged fork and stabbed his brother over and over.
I got stabbed in the head a couple times. I got stabbed by my temple. I got stabbed in the arm.
The crazy thing is this guy had to agree to do this interview on the news.
He's like, I need to tell my story.
Yeah, well, he's sticking up for his brother. It's just a
weird thing.
A brother thing, you know. I mean, sometimes we drink and poke each other until we bleed.
Bickerbacker.
He's always called me pincushion.
Yeah.
Police got here. They found blood outside on the front porch and more inside on the stairs leading up to the bedroom where the attack happened.
Pretty bizarre.
Fighting in a bedroom? What are they, stepbrothers?
Almost certainly.
Pretty bizarre, but not the first time we've had.
That's Muncie Police Detective Bill Hader's brother.
He's like ugly Robert Pattinson.
He's a cross of Bill Hader and Christopher Walken.
Yeah, he's got a little of that in there, too. Yeah, and some gaunt Johnny Cash.
Yeah, how does one person look like six people so perfect?
I don't make all of them the Timu version.
Yeah. He's got that Walton Goggins hairline, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's risen.
Yeah, hasn't seen the sun in 8 years.
But not the first time we've had a stabbing incident happen over meat.
It's not the first time we've had a stabbing incident over meat.
So is he telling us without telling us that he's been to this exact house before for this exact reason?
Kind of seems like
it. Or maybe it's just a real popular pastime in Muncie, like stabbings for meat.
Yeah, Muncie meat days.
Meat month in Muncie.
Oh, no.
Last summer, the meat of choice was ribs. At a backyard barbecue, a woman was stabbed in the eye with a fork.
In the eye?
Emily Friend was upset that she took the last one. Neighbors who
live
on the
street. That looked like a lady who would stab over a pork chop.
That is not a woman I would ever tussle with. If it comes down to the last piece of meat, I am walking away.
Yeah.
Like, there is no way I'm even going to look at it.
I'm going to leave
that lady around.
Cupcake on my porch.
My gosh.
In case she walks by and decides to steal a child.
Jeez.
Neighbors who live on the street of this latest food fight can't believe a meal would make someone do this.
Yes, you can. You can totally believe that this would happen with those brothers.
They got Chevrolet branded doors.
They do. They have French doors that have Chevy bow tie logos on each of them.
What can we do to dress up our house? Put bow ties on it.
And they had a sale on headbands.
Yeah, and a sale on deck wood, too, because they built the smallest deck I've ever seen.
Really, though?
It sticks out 2 feet.
It won't even fit the grill.
It's 2 feet wide, and the grill is still on the ground, so the grill is at shin height.
Yeah, I don't know if you know this, but your kneecaps while you cook some burgers?
Weber Corporation recommends that your grills always be the same height as your knees.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Pot roast? It must have been good.
Pot roast?
Was that Kelly?
Have we seen all of these women before throwing shovels at each other outside the barn?
Shakisha, no!
Yeah. Okay.
Pot roast? It must have been good.
Pot roast?
Yep, that's Kelly. And then Rachel Dratch is about to make an appearance.
They're pretty serious about their food.
The prettiest person in this town are that guy's puncture wounds from a fork.
Yeah.
Despite the violent, bloody fight, Randy doesn't want his brother to get in trouble.
Family squabble. I mean, and like I said, I'm sorry he's going to jail for it. I don't want to see him do that. But
I also don't want to get stabbed with a fork.
But you know what? When he gets out, I'll have his favorite Joe Walsh t-shirt waiting for him.
Slap him with a slab of roast beef and call it even.
Did I say Joe Walsh? I meant Joe Camel.
I guess, you know. He shouldn't have stabbed me.
I guess he's the smart brother.
Yeah. Beavis checking in.
He's probably got a law degree with that kind of insight.
Mm-hmm.
Rodney Gillum has been charged with aggravated battery.
Where are you, ma'am?
Break room.
Why?
Because of the pot roast, Steve.
Yeah. What do you want to spread salmonella? She's got to be near the paper towel dispensers. Well, that is something.
Man. You're right. That was worth it.
It was, right? It's amazing.
I ain't never stabbed a sibling over me before.
Right. I think we tried to do a bet no one's listening who stabbed a bro over over meat, and surprisingly, only like 50 calls.
Yeah, tell us about your involvement in a meat stabbing.
Yeah, why did you stab your sibling?
And that was just mostly perverts writing in then.
Uh-huh.
And of all the tools to use, a fork, you know? Yeah. I feel like when you're around.
You didn't want to kill him, just wanted to repel him.
Yeah, you got to go with what you got nearby, you know?
Yeah.
Do you think when he. No. Terrible pun. It's too bad.
Come on, do it.
Even for me.
Do it.
All right. Nope.
Do it.
Don't report on puns.
Show code.
That's not show code. I thought of the show code, and that's not it.
Point it up.
If If you said clam it up, I would have thought about it.
Clam it up.
Clam it up.
Clam it up.
Too late.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.